Hey everybody, it's Tara Bryan, and you are listening to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. Whether you're a coach or a CEO, the success of your team and clients is based on your ability to deliver a consistent experience and guide them on the fastest path to results. This podcast will give you practical, real-life tips that you can use today to build your online experiences that get results and create raving fans. Why? So you can monetize your expertise and serve more people without adding more time or team to your business. If you're looking to uncover your million-dollar framework, package it, and use it to scale, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. In today's episode, I want to get just super tactical and address a question that I get a lot and that I've seen a lot out there on out in the various groups that are out there. And that is, like, how many people should you have when you're testing your offer? So we always recommend that people start with a beta test. And the beta test is, like, so you have identified your business model, you've created your signature methodology, right? Like, you know exactly what your process is from taking somebody from point A to point B, right? Like, you have your steps, you have your signature methodology, you have your IP, you're ready to go. You've created a signature offer. You know exactly how you want to deliver this, your signature methodology. How do you want to show up? Which delivery method are you going to be using, right? Like, you've got all of those things done. Now it's time to test your offer. Just like if you were, say you were building or designing like a new pen, for example, right? Like, this is a fancy pants new pen that you are going to put out into market. You wouldn't just go and produce 10,000 units of this pen, right? Without, like, putting it in front of people to be like, would you buy this pen? And would you buy this pen at this price point? Like, you wouldn't do that, right? Because it's so expensive to produce something and to ship and to get all of that inventory without even knowing whether or not they're gonna sell. And so it's the same concept when you're building a new program or product or experience that you're putting out there for people, is that you need to test your offer. You need to test, you know, is this something that is needed in the marketplace? Will your people pay for it? Can you find people? And then once you've found them, once you've pre-sold your offer, then can you deliver it? Can you give them an experience that gets them to the result that you've promised? Now, that is all done in a beta test. So that is the very first thing that we do. You don't actually go out and create all of your things, all your videos, all your assets, all your things, and then sell it. You actually are co-creating it with your beta group. So it's a super important piece of the puzzle, is that you start by testing your offer. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, like, how many people need to be in that? Like, is this the time where we need to do ads and we need to find tons of new people that we don't know yet and put them into this launch because we've heard that, you know, people are doing $50,000 launches, $100,000 launches, $250,000 launches, right? Like, we've heard all these people, like, you launch and all these people are gonna buy your thing and you're gonna get this big influx of cash and it's gonna be awesome. And let me tell you, the reality is that when you're doing your beta, it's not a money play, right? Like, if you have a huge audience of people already who are asking for something new, sure, this would be a great opportunity to put a new offer in front of your people and have them pay for it. You may have a huge launch. For the majority of people who are getting started, you don't have an audience of people who are just waiting for you to launch something. If you do, congratulations, go for it. But for those of us who don't have that huge following already, you need to be realistic in terms of what your beta is for. And your beta is to test your offer and to test your ability to get somebody a result. So here's what I always say, is the number of people that you need to have in your beta is the number of people who are going to give you really good feedback. This could be 5, this could be 10, and you know, could be a lot more, could be a lot less. But usually you just need like 5 people who are gonna give you awesome feedback so that you can iterate and do the next version, and you get enough seed money so that you have people who are you have the ability to be able to deliver that, right? Like if you're running an agency, you're busy. And so this allows you to get that a little bit of money so that your time is being taken care of. And it also gives you super great feedback and testimonials to start building the momentum for your next launch and your launch after that and your launch after that. And so when people ask that question, I always say, not as many people as you think, right? Like, don't stress out about how many people you put in there. You could find 5 people right now, probably, who are interested in what you have to offer. And that is, you're testing all the way through with those 5 people. If you have more than that, that's awesome. But with 5 people, if you're charging, and we usually recommend about $2,000 or $3,000 per program, because you're actually delivering results, right? Which is a whole nother conversation. But in general, when we're talking about price points, usually about $2,000 or $3,000. So if you have 5 people, then you're talking about $10,000 to $15,000 for your seed launch. That would be in a reasonable amount of investment for you to get started in your business. You don't really need more than that at this moment in time. And so again, all this is to test your offer, to test your framework, to test your ability to help people get results. And so if this helps you, I really want to encourage you to not stress out about how many people you have in your beta. You could have less than 5. Usually you want to have more than 1, right? Because we're going from 1 to 1 to 1 to many. And so, you know, 3 to 5 is totally fine if that's all you can find. But I would challenge you to think about, like, what are the things that need to happen for you to get at least 5 people, right? Maybe you're not visible and nobody knows that this is something that you do. Maybe your price point is off. Maybe your messaging needs to be honed in a little bit. So this beta is not just about teaching your methodology or getting people into your program, however you want to think about it. It's also like, is the whole process something that is going to work, right? Like if people aren't buying, there's something wrong with the offer. If right, or the messaging, or you know, whatever else that's going on the front end before they actually purchase. Once they purchase, then it's your opportunity to get them a result. And so you're testing the entire process. I think that's the other thing that people don't, newer people don't really necessarily understand, is that you very rarely, if you're starting for the very first time or you're doing something brand new, can you just like lob it over the fence and be like, okay, everybody join my thing, and get, you know, the masses to come in and buy whatever it is that you have to offer without doing that front end work, right? Like I said, if you have a big audience and they're just waiting for you to put out an offer, that is an amazing place to be. But if you don't have that, you have to build a little bit of that at the beginning so that people are ready to go. And again, like there are tons of different strategies for that. We talk a lot about that in Learn Academy, but that is a key component. So the answer to the question, just to reiterate, is you only need the amount of people who are going to give you super solid feedback on the entire process. And so this is not a money play at this point. This is not like, how big can the launch be? This is literally to get you in the game and get you some practice and some market feedback, right? Like if I'm producing a pen and I'm asking people, I'm going to do a test group. And it would be like, how do you feel about this pen? Would you buy this pen? What if there were 50 pens, you know, in the aisle? Would you buy this pen? Why would you buy this pen? Why would you not buy this pen? What about the price point? What about this? How does it feel? Like all the things. You're going to do all of that before you go and produce 10,000 units of this pen. Very same concept. So hopefully this serves you. So if that's a question that's like rattling around in your mind for your founders group or your beta group, then don't stress, right? Like this is a test process. You may have to reiterate or redo your offer a number of different times, or your landing page or your sales page or your offer page. Like you may have to play around with that for a while before you get five people in your beta. And so keep going. Don't give up, but just know that you don't have to have a $500,000 launch on day one. In fact, you don't want that, right? Because what happens is if you have all of those people and you are just testing your offer, you're gonna be overwhelmed. You're gonna have tons of people who are either not paying attention or who are super needy, who need all of the things, and you don't have it ready and done yet, right? And so it's more manageable to have a smaller group. They're more forgiving in terms of, you know, you being able to just keep testing and iterating as you go. All right, there you go. Hopefully this serves you today. If you love this episode, I would love for you to give it a rating, give it some feedback, so we can continue to grow this channel. And until next time, test out that beta.